It was April 7, 1916, in the small Polish village of Górnowies. A child was born into a humble family, the first of four siblings. She was baptized just 3 days later in the parish church of St. John the Baptist in Silesia. Her name was Maria Magdalena Jan. From her earliest days, faith marked her path. In March of 1938, at only 22 years of age, she entered the congregation of the Sisters of St. Elizabeth. Taking the veil, she received a religious name, Sister Maria Paschalis. After her first profession in 1939, she was sent to Kluczbok, later to Głubczyce, and then to Nysa. There, she worked as a cook and lovingly cared for the elderly and sick sisters. Always obedient, she even accepted the task of attending nursing school. When the German authorities seized the convent in Kluczbok, turning it into a hospital, Sister Maria Paschalis was forced to move. She continued her mission in Głubczyce, serving in hospitals and hospice with humility and joy. On August 4, 1944, she requested to make her perpetual vows. In a petition, she promised, "I will remain in love in the Sacred Heart of Jesus." Whenever she could, she wrote to her family short letters filled with affection. She worried deeply for her two brothers, both soldiers at the front, and entrusted them constantly to divine mercy. In her prayers, she begged God for an end to the war and for peace among nations. Then came the spring of 1945. The Soviet army was advancing. On March the 22nd, the Red Army entered Nysa. Following her superior's instructions, Sister Maria Paschalis fled with another sister to a parish school in Sobotin, across the border in what is now the Czech Republic. She knew the danger. Reports of looting, violence, and assaults filled the air. She was aware of the crimes committed by the soldiers, yet she stayed. She chose to remain with the sick and the elderly who could not leave. Her vow bound her to them until the very end. In May, Soviet soldiers stormed the village. To protect the sisters, the parish priest ordered them to hide among farm buildings. But around midday, one soldier entered the house where Sister Maria Paschalis was staying. He cornered her on the first floor, dragged her out, and began to molest her. But with courage and faith, she resisted. Clutching the rosary at her side, she cried out, "I belong to Christ, do not touch me." He fired a warning shot. Sister Maria Paschalis fell to her knees, holding the crucifix even tighter. She turned to her fellow sisters and whispered, "I ask all of you sisters to forgive me." Then, with a final breath of strength, she exclaimed, "My Jesus, give me strength." The soldier's gun fired once more. The bullet pierced her heart. Sister Maria Paschalis collapsed, with crucifix in hand. The time was 4:30 in the afternoon. On May 14, 1945, her body was laid to rest in the Sobotin Cemetery, near the sacristy of the parish church. Her funeral, though held in secret, was solemn and deeply moving. The Sisters of St. Elizabeth and the villagers gathered, honoring the young martyr. The people of Sobotin began to call her White Rose of Bohemia. Blessed Sister Maria Paschalis gave her life for Christ in purity and fidelity. Today, the Church honors her as a martyr of faith. Blessed Sister Maria Paschalis, pray for us.